Welcome everybody to the first episode of the Roast Such a Clatter podcast. I'm your host CJ. Thanks for coming along today. Thanks for tuning into the first episode. We're gonna jump right into it. Today I have with us a Christmas podcast network celebrity. He just never puts out any episodes. It's Manny Torres from Feliz Christmas, Merry Navidad. How are you, Manny?
I'm doing pretty good, pretty good. Glad to be the first guest of this new venture.
Well, I try to get you on all my old ones because, you know, I get bored easily and then I end up deleting the, what's the host? I can't think of the host name right now. Anyway.
Like the account for hosting?
Yeah. What's the,
Anchor?
I do another one. Anyway, long story short, I didn't know if you like deleted that, then you kind of lose your episodes. So once that deleted, I was like, oh, okay, that sucks. But anyway, I feel like I have a really good name. I feel like I have a good logo and like it really just fits. So yeah. So where have you been, man? Why haven't you not been recording? What's up?
Well, basically I'm dealing with the consequences of being alive in planet Earth. So the past few years have been a whole roller coaster of emotions. Like I've lost loved ones. I've been sick around Christmas time. I've been sick quite a few times around Christmas time. And, you know, when you're down, you don't want to spread that type of cheer. You know, you don't want to get others down. I am participating. You know, we've shared, you know, the guest star and other podcasts. I just haven't had the push just to go ahead and record my own stuff. Every time I started, I just went downhill. And well, yeah,
I do find there's a point in time where it becomes like it feels tedious and then it feels like a job and then you lose the fun in it. You know what I mean? So is that where you got to?
Almost there. The thing is, like, I kept getting hit by life and us being Christmassy people, you know, looking forward to Christmas all year long and getting smacked right in the face right when the time comes. It's bad, you know. Yeah. But no. this year's going to be better. This year, I'm going to make sure it's going to be way better. Like last year, I was so motivated and then I started getting sick from Thanksgiving weekend and on all the way to like after Valentine's. So that was fun. Wow.
Well, you just kept getting sick like with the same thing or you just couldn't get over it?
No, I had like a cold and all that stuff right after like right after we put everything away from Thanksgiving dinner. I started sneezing and coughing and then it kind of went down. And then I started like with fever and stuff like that. Oh, nothing. God. And then all of a sudden, you know, our old friend COVID hit. Like right before Christmas week, it took me into almost New Year's. We had the baby gender reveal right before New Year's. I was on medication. So whenever I decide to upload the videos from that, people are like, were you disappointed? I'm like, no, I was like under medication. Like my body was so shut down.
I was high as hell.
Yeah, it wasn't even high. The thing is, I was uncomfortable. And I was feeling all my organs rub against each other. That's the only description I could give you.
That's disgusting.
And exactly. It doesn't feel nice. And then, you know, here comes Valentine's Day and boom, I got the flu. Yeah, and the flu was worse than both COVID rounds and anything I've ever felt before. So,
no, that's brutal. One thing I always wondered, because I always think it, I'm sure you've told me before, were you born in Puerto Rico or were you born in the States?
No, I was born in the island.
Okay. So how many years did you spend in Puerto Rico?
On and off, I don't know, probably like 15 years.
Okay, so let's start off there. Like, talk about Puerto Rico. Talk about Christmases in Puerto Rico. How is it different from Christmases like in North America? Is it the same? Is it different?
No, it's way different. Christmases over there are more hardcore party.
Yeah,
but the party involves the whole family, you know. Nowadays, we live in a society that's all, you know, reserved and everything. And you have like these parties like with a time frame. Oh, well, you know, from 6 to 9, you know, it's going to be man. Like over there, it starts like right around Thanksgiving. It's starting a little bit before Thanksgiving now because, you know, we just need we don't need a reason to party. We make up a reason to party.
Yeah.
And it's always a gathering that, you know, there's people drinking, there's people dancing, there's people singing like all frigging Christmas, you know, and that's. Over here, you don't get that. Like you go to Christmas parties and stuff like that. You have all the decorations. I like the decorations more in the mainland better.
Yeah.
But the environment in Puerto Rico is just a party atmosphere, man. And like, if you're not a drinker, you like to eat. Well, there's food. There's all sorts of food.
Oh, Puerto Rican food, absolutely, no doubt. Mm-hmm.
And you know, most of it is fried because you know you got to make it quick and on the spot. So
yeah,
you know, if it's fried, it's delicious.
No, it's yeah, it's, I love fried food, obviously. I'm a big boy. Out here in Canada, man, we don't get a lot of like Puerto Rican food, but from what I've seen on TV and things like that, man, it looks amazing. Yeah. So in Puerto Rico, what was your earliest childhood memory there as far as Christmas goes? Do you remember your first Christmas, or what was the first Christmas you remember?
I remember, and I gave sort of this story back on Tis the Podcast a few years back. I remember this starting from Thanksgiving and on, and I'll remember the Flintstones and the Jetsons and stuff like that, those Christmas episodes when I'm little. I remember opening gifts and watching that type of stuff. You
Yeah.
know, those sort of cartoons. I remember with my cousin, she's a year younger than me. It was just us two for about 3 years before our siblings came around in 89. And getting all sorts of Christmas gifts, man, and all the gatherings and stuff. My grandma, you know, she's something else, man. She likes to party too. Like, she likes to be cooking. Everybody goes to our house, or either, you know, we weren't the type to go to other family houses for a few years, because I was always gathering in my grandma's house,
Yeah.
and then we always did like go to everybody else's houses and all that. Or we were starting Thanksgiving in my grandma's house, and then go to every party, whatever, through December. And then right after Christmas, we have what we call is Octavitas, which is 8 days after January 6th, which we're still celebrating hardcore Christmas.
Oh,
And
man.
then we would close back again in my grandma's house, because she would
That's
be throwing a party with music, live music and stuff like that. And I don't know.
fantastic. Is
And
your grandmother,
all that, huh?
is your, sorry, I was just going to say, is your grandmother still around?
Yes,
Is she
thankfully
still
she
out in
is.
PR?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And how often do you get to see her still?
I saw my grandma a few months back when I went over there. I talked to her
Yeah.
mostly every day.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Does she ever get over there to see you or no?
She came by as a surprise, not this Halloween, the Halloween before.
Oh, really? Was that
Yes.
emotional?
Yes, because I almost had a heart attack. Because my mom, I usually go pick up anybody at the airport. Like, I barely stop my car, like, throw them back and get in. And my mom's like,
Yeah.
oh, I have a package over here. So I park. And since I had the amber lights for work in my pickup, the guard let me, you know, the police let me, you know, park at the airport, because you can't get out of your car.
Yeah.
And I went in, and, you know, my grandma was sitting there with a wheelchair, because, you know, she took advantage of her age, and she made him push her all the way from the plane to
She
the
knew what she was
entrance.
doing.
Yep.
So speaking of Puerto Rico, what is your favorite food as far as Christmas food goes? Is there a specific food that they make there? Or is it just like a
Yes,
whole
we
bunch of
have,
dishes?
you know, like Mexicans and other countries have tamales. We have what is called pasteles,
Okay.
which in theory a lot of people compare them, but it's not. Ours is made out of a green banana,
Yeah.
and it's stuffed with either chicken or
Oh,
pork, or you know,
I'm
they put
hungry.
like some potatoes and, you know, like peppers or whatever inside. But
Yeah.
that thing boiled like in a plantain leaf, that thing, it's beyond awesome. And that's part of our, you know, our sides for a Christmas dish. Dishes
Yeah.
are our main course. It's rice with what is it, chickpeas or pigeon peas? I don't know. Gandules is what we call it, rice and peas, and lechon, which is pork.
Yeah.
And you know, they do it in the backyard. They'll do the whole rotisserie pork like outside the whole day, cooking out there. We have shoot, we have like potato salad like everybody else. That's not, you know, I don't know, potato salad's potato salad anywhere you go.
Yeah, exactly.
But the pork, the rice, the pasteles, that's one of the staples there.
No, that sounds delicious, actually. Well, since we're on Puerto Rico now, I might as well ask, do you have a favorite gift that you received while in Puerto Rico? Because I'm definitely going to ask your favorite gift ever. So if it's your favorite gift ever, don't say it now because I'm going to ask it later. But do you remember your favorite gift you received when you were in Puerto Rico for
I
Christmas?
remember. Yeah.
What was it?
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers original Megazord.
Oh my
The
God, I remember that. Yeah.
legit one, not the one that came all together you couldn't take apart, like the actual
The one that you had to put together.
yes.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't get that, man. We weren't in that tax bracket. But I really, man, do you remember when they had the morphers and then the guns, whatever they called them? Do you remember that pack?
Yeah.
I still have a video of me opening that, man. So, like, yeah, we're around the same age. Power Rangers had a hold on us, and you had that. Do you still have it to this day?
I have some of the pieces, because when I
Oh.
was moving over here, one of the boxes ripped open at the airport, or in transit, and half of the stuff got here and half of the stuff didn't. And that kind of broke my heart because I've had that like my whole life. I had that, the Ninja Zord and some other ones, but that original Megazord, like that one has a special place in my heart.
Yeah, oh man, I would have been upset too
I'll
for
send you
sure.
pictures later on when I think it's in
Yeah.
my garage in a box. I just, you know, I've been taking care of it forever, and then a freaking box, you know, rips in half and I only get
Oh.
half of the stuff over here, so.
Yeah, that definitely is heartbreaking, no doubt. Holy crap. Okay, so you grow up a little bit in Puerto Rico, you come to the United States, I guess. I'm a Canadian, so I just say you come to North America, and you get older and you finally realize, hey, I want to have a podcast. Why did you start a podcast? What made you want to do it? What podcasts influenced you? Because I do remember the first time I heard you was on Tis a Podcast, and I remember Julia fell in love with your voice. I was
Well,
actually
that's
driving. I was driving to Quebec listening to that episode for a funeral or something, and I remember her just like gushing over your voice. And I'm like, yeah, he does have a good voice. He should have a podcast. And next thing we know, Feliz Christmas, Merry Navidad. So how did you get into that? Like, what was it? Other podcasts that influenced you? Or were you like, holy shit? Like a lot of these other people, like they love Christmas as much as I do. How did you get there? What made you finally do it?
basically the fact that I submitted something for Tis the Podcast. I've heard about podcasts for years, but I
Yeah.
never really look into what the hell is a podcast until one day I'm at work, and it's pouring, raining, so I can't go outside and do any work. So I'm stuck in the work pickup, and I look through my phones and I see like it says Apple Podcast, and then they have all these weird podcasts and stuff.
Yeah.
And this is 5 years ago. Like I started listening to podcasts in 2019, like all this weird stuff. Like you're scrolling like. By and I heard before of Joe Rogan's podcast, and but I didn't pay no mind. So I'm
Yeah.
like, oh, let me see. Maybe they have a Halloween podcast or they have a Christmas podcast. And I get Tis the Podcast, and I think it's that other the 90s podcast with
Nine.
Lassa.
Oh, maybe I listen to some, but I don't. I used to listen to so many. Like I used to listen to Christmas Past. I still do. A lot of the new ones I haven't gotten into because there's so many. We flooded it, man. That's basically what
No,
we
but well,
did.
this one was around that time because they never did anything else anymore. And Lassa used to be like an active member in our Discord and stuff like
Oh,
that. And
really?
then yeah, and he was one of like my earlier guests on my podcast. And I liked their podcast because they had like the whole Christmassy touch and everything from the 90s. And they played also the commercials.
Yeah.
So like you're driving and hearing that like it's good. And then I got hooked on more on Tis the Podcast and Christmas Past.
Yeah.
And then Julia comes and tells me that, so you know, obviously, I'm gonna go for it.
It inflated your ego a bit,
But
eh?
here's the thing, like, it's like I talk to my wife sometimes. Like, I'm like, how are these people making money on YouTube? How are these people making money creating content? How are these people doing all this? I started creating content before any of these people. Like, I had a group of friends, which and you've seen, I think you've seen some of the old, you know, crappy videos that I had. We had videos. Before there were any apps or anything for the phones with over 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 million views. And
Oh,
this is when you
wow.
had to embed the videos into the emails and stuff like that. And it's like we weren't the only ones. There were, you know, thousands and stuff because whenever we did like the YouTube meets, bro, there
Yeah.
were thousands and thousands of YouTubers or whatever the heck you were calling them, you know, you call them back in, was it 20, 2009 or something like that?
Yeah.
But it takes a toll.
Oh,
Like
for sure.
getting creativity to keep that up.
Oh,
So
yeah, for sure.
I guess that comes from all the way from yeah, years and years ago. And I'm not gonna give up until I'm rich making this stuff. So
You might as well, right? No, yeah. Like I noticed some people do fall off of the Christmas podcast network. Like I did. I've had two other podcasts, which I really enjoyed doing. It's just like I said before, like yeah, it gets tedious, and I can understand why people pretty much, I don't know, fall off the face of the earth, I guess. You know what I mean? So I've been there, I kind of survived it, but yeah, I'm kind of the same as you. I got into it because of like Christmas Past and who else? Like Jerry was good. Even Tim Babb, Can't Wait for Christmas. I love the way he did it. That's what really got me into it. So yeah, I always wondered what got you into it. I always loved your name, Feliz Christmas, Merry Navidad. It was like a different take, and like you could, how do you say it where you're from? Like you can connect with your Boricua. Is that how you say it? Is that how it goes? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, so I always thought it was a good little twist. And I think you even did a few in Spanish, and I can understand a little bit. I would listen to them, but most of the time it would just be gibberish, to be honest. You did an episode or two in
Yes,
Spanish, didn't you?
I did one episode in Spanish, crossing over with my little cousin and his friends. They have like like Spanish pop culture, so we did like a little crossover, and that's one of my highest episodes. And I could, just jump on that thing and just keep it Spanish, but I'm trying to keep a multilingual. Like I said, I'm not gonna give up, just like you say, the name. I've invested a lot in merch and stuff like that. And representation, like I have stickers, like I don't vandalize with my stickers, I just give them to people. Hopefully they'll stick them somewhere where somebody else is just gonna go look online, whatever the hell this is. So I might change later on how I do the podcast, but I want to keep the name because
Oh,
the
for sure. I think the
alphabet.
name works. And you did a logo update last year too, and I thought it was really nice. It's a really nice logo. No, I definitely would keep it, man. I liked your podcast. It's just you stopped producing them. So I was like, what the hell's going on with this guy? And I always make fun of you on the side. On the side, like I think we can both agree. Like you're one of the guys we used to make fun of each other all the time, but now we're like we're pretty good. I consider you a friend. I consider
I mean,
you.
we still do, but we get along, we get along 100%, so
We share some pretty sketchy shit on Instagram. We're
yeah,
very not safe for work stuff, not as far as pornography, just not politically correct stuff. You know what I mean?
yes, any psychiatrist dreams.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like there's so many people out there that in their group chats and everything like that, it gets wild. They can understand where we're coming from, you know what I mean? So I was gonna ask you too. So you met somebody. In what year? Like your wife to be potential mother of your children. What year did you meet this woman?
My stories could go on forever.
Oh, I know.
I don't remember I don't remember the year that I met her. I don't know, it was 14, 15 or something like that.
Oh, really?
I met her around the time where my divorce was finalizing.
Okay.
She's a sh We have friends in common. So one of my good friends, this girl that she went to school with my brother, she lived in Florida, and we always remained friends. She's from our hometown. And I always kept in touch with her and all that stuff and all the stuff going through her life. She introduced me to my current wife and in a group setting. And then like my current wife, she's feisty. So she doesn't like to be people insinuating that she belongs to them or whatever. So I tell my friend, hey, you wanna go there? And then all of a sudden my friend leaves me hanging. She's like, no, I'm not gonna go. So I'm like, so let's I'm gonna ask Isabel. Oh, Isabel's not gonna go if I don't go. So that's when like my current wife, she's like, well, nobody tells me what to do, so I'm going. And the next thing you know, we're hanging out. But while we're hanging out, we're hanging out every time more and more and more. I'm talking to someone and she's talking to somebody else, but most of the time, our spare time, we're spending it together. So it wasn't until like one day I'm with my cousins, a twins, boy and girl, and my sister, and we're driving around Puerto Rico. That's something you do in Puerto Rico, like drive around the island and go to different towns and have their foods and stuff like that. Well, that island's 100 by 35. There's a lot of things to do. And then my current wife, she's in another car with her aunt, with her friend. And she's like, oh, well, this friend of mine, he sent me a pin, to the town where he lives in, and there's a point of interest. So I'm following her, like all these hills and everything, this, off the grid fucking town. They still dress up like fucking Indians over there, like Taino Indians, and we end up in front of this dude's house, and I'm like, what point of interest is this? And then he gets in her car with her, and this
Wow.
is some arrogant douche. And then at this point I'm like, who is this guy? Because like we have a bunch of friends in common, and I'm kind of like bothered by this guy's presence. I'm not intimidated, I'm actually bothered, and I could read people.
Because you're kind of
So
crushing on her, right? At the time.
And that's the day that I discovered it. So we go different places or whatever. We go to this what do you call it? Like we call it finca, where they like grow coffee, and then
Like a coffee shop?
no, not a coffee shop. It's where they grow the coffee, where they have the coffee plants and everything, and
Oh.
they make the coffee there.
Okay. Yeah,
And but it has a coffee shop over there, but it's where all the coffee trees are planted or coffee plants or whatever, and they do the coffee bean there, whatever the heck you call that there with that. And then this guy gets close to her, and he like puts his hand in her back, and that crap just broke. It just threw me off. It messed up, like it messed with my whole day. And then she like pushed back or whatever, because she's the type that, unless you're like with her, she doesn't like to be touched. Like
Yeah,
I said,
exactly.
she's feisty. But
Yeah.
I got jealous, and my cousin is about my wife's height, and she's like, "Oh, I'm gonna beat her ass. How could she do this to you?" I'm like, "We're not together." What do you mean you're not together? You're always together, like
Yeah.
always, like always, always. And I don't know. Then we went to this place where they have like samplers of Puerto Rican like finger foods and stuff like that, but it had freaking chicken nuggets. Like,
Oh,
what type
nice.
of ghetto ass shit is that? And then like we asked for drinks, and then there's like ants in the bottom of the drink. Like, I guess like when they
Oh,
put the sugar, it has
man.
ants in there. I get in my car and I tell her like, "You know what? This sucks," and I'm out.
Yeah.
And she's like, "What?" I'm like, "This is not fun." So I leave with my sister, my cousin, and my cousins. And they're like, "Oh man, oh wait till I get her. I'm gonna beat her ass up." I'm like, "Listen, we weren't together, man. Like right now, you're going through an episode of jealousy." I'm like, "No, I'm not." And then I'm like, "Crap, I am."
Yeah, for sure.
And I waited a few months. Well, I waited a few months or weeks. I don't remember. I was in Vegas. I was with my friend. We were smoking the not so legal stuff and drinking Blue Label in a parking lot.
Oh, man.
Because we were at a convention, so we were able to get everything. Like, we had access to anything in Vegas, so we were just smoking and drinking. And the week before, a friend in common told me, "Well, she's not talking to that guy anymore. You should reach out to her." So I'm like, "Screw that."
Yeah.
And then I see that she posts on her Snapchat like a picture of a mojito to a place that we've been before. I
Oh,
recognize the
okay.
table and everything. Man, and when I'm getting to my hotel room, I'm smashed.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm looking through the news and stuff, and I see that that place, a whole semi went in, and
Oh.
nobody was killed, but some people were hurt, because that's like in the like by the shoulder on the road. It's like a trailer that's made into a bar, so the semi goes in there, and I start like texting her like crazy, and she's like, "Dude, it's like 3 in the morning. What's wrong with you?" And I'm like, "Are you okay?" She's like, "Of course I'm okay. No, I just saw this accident." She's like, I told her like I saw what the accident happened and all that stuff, and she's
Yeah.
like, "Can you stop making excuses to talk to me and just talk to me?"
Yeah, seriously.
And I'm like, "I'm not making excuses." Like, I send her a link. She's like, "Oh, well, that maybe that was, some other day that happened or whatever. It wasn't today. Like, I was there." And I'm
Yeah.
like, "That just literally happened, a few minutes ago." And she's like, "Well, I'm home. I'm safe, so it's not me, blah, blah, blah." So then that day I told her exactly like I wrote, so she would have it in writing how it felt.
Yeah.
And
With some liquid courage in you.
it's not the liquid courage, because I've always learned how to manage my alcohol. It's just that I'm like, if I'm gonna say this, I don't want any regrets in the morning. So I don't want
Yeah.
her to switch my words or anything. So I just wrote straight how I felt.
Yeah.
And then in the morning, man, I was like, "Did I really do that?" And went back and I read it. I'm like, "Yep, I did it. No regrets."
Well,
And then she.
that's the thing with alcohol. Like it lowers your inhibitions and you're more likely to say things you wouldn't say when you were sober, sometimes in a good way, sometimes in a bad way. This time it worked out for you, but you were going to say
Well,
something.
it took me months. No, after that, bro. Like, I was after her and stuff, and she's like, "No, you're not my type. I don't like." But what is your type? Like, I'm
Yeah.
the one that's here. I'm the one that like I'm always here. So my other cousin had a like a brunch restaurant by where she used to work, and
Yeah.
I went and bought food. Like in the morning, buy her breakfast and take breakfast to her job. So she was like, and then like her joke now, she's like, "I used to have like two or three breakfasts, because I would have breakfast at home, and then you would come and buy me breakfast again with coffee or whatever." And then one day I just went to like to the supply wholesale supply place, a restaurant supply, and I bought the to-go boxes. So I started cooking breakfast for her in my house
Oh, nice. That
and
works.
taking it to her and making coffee myself. And to this day I still do it. So that's one
You
of
were
the
laying
things
on the
that.
charm.
Oh yeah, but here's the thing, like I've kept it up. Like, we have a baby now,
Yeah. No,
so like I still cook for her, I still take care of her. I haven't changed.
Yeah.
When I like when I started going after her, I never was this over-promising person just to get her and then see what happens. Like, I always stay true to my essence.
Yeah, for sure. You're that type of guy. I could sell that.
And yeah, I still do to this day, so.
So after all that worked, what year did you end up getting married in?
19.
Okay, 2019. Yeah, so you guys are going on 5 years now married. Does she share your love of Christmas or is it not?
She
Like,
didn't, but she does.
so you got her into it.
Yes, like I did. Because they do, they have a bunch of kids in her family and stuff like that. They put the Christmas tree, not a lot of decorations, but when she went to my apartment, like the first Christmas, my apartment was just full of like, it was before like the elf decorations became like dollar store decorations. Like there was like this designer decor place with exclusive designs and stuff like that. And I went and bought a bunch of stuff because I had a friend that had a hookup that, you know, when you get that coupon, instead of paying $300 for one thing, I paid $300 for a lot of stuff. So I had elves all over my house and all that stuff. And even when we moved in together, like we moved in together a few months before getting married, because after the hurricane, her house was deteriorating. So there was no way like I was gonna wait to get married to move in together and pay two rents at that time. So we moved into a house and we had like the whole little village on the floor and the Christmas tree. And anytime, anywhere we go, we're always looking for Christmas stuff. It doesn't matter what time of year it is.
So that's good. So you, yeah, because I remember one time I think we were recording a podcast with somebody else, and she had come in from shopping and she just laid down a bunch of Christmas stuff on your lap. And was like, I was like, oh man, like he, if she wasn't into Christmas, he definitely got her into it. So no, that's a good thing that you guys share that. Do
Yeah,
you
we
guys
have the
remember,
baby.
like, do you remember your first Christmas together? Was it like, was it surreal? Like, I
Our
gotta
first Christmas
imagine.
together, before Christmas, she said she was going to be my girlfriend. And then right after that, the next day, she said she wasn't because she was going to go on a trip to Costa Rica. And she's like, I'm not going to go on a trip with a brand new boyfriend because she got mad at me because I said I wasn't going to go. Because that year, my little brother and all my family from my father's side were having a reunion. And I could have just gone because I could have spent time with them. And then come back and did the same thing. So we spent Christmas in my mom's house. And here's the thing, like my mom, when we were all together over there, like we would dress up for Christmas, either dress up like elves or Christmas trees or the pajamas. Like we were doing the pajama stuff before it got, you know, before it was this whole
Super
big thing
popular.
again. So it was just so we could have something on Christmas. So she dressed up with my family
Oh, that's
right
cool.
after she told me she didn't want to be my girlfriend.
Oh, so you knew she was hooked then. She knew she
Yeah, and then and here's the thing, she dressed up for a few hours and I took her to the airport. I don't remember if it was Christmas Eve or Christmas, so she could go to Costa Rica. And then she came right after New Year's, but after New Year's she said she was going to be my girlfriend. And you know,
And then since then, fast forward to what, 2024, and the big reveal here, you recently had a baby boy.
baby Liam.
Baby Liam. That's one thing I want. I laughed at and I made fun of you for. I said, you are Puerto Rican, and that's one of the whitest names I've ever heard before.
Well, I live in one of the whitest parts of the United States, you know, my little town right here. So,
You had the perfect opportunity to name him Manny or Manuelo. Is your name Manuelo or?
no, my name's Manny.
Okay, so Manny, you he could have been MJ. You could have had Manny Jr. You could have had
No,
like MJ. All right.
that's where we stop. I'm good. My dad's name is Manuel. That Manny's his nickname. My mom named me Manny, so no, like we're gonna step away from that.
We
Like
have like.
naming kids like family names and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. Like I was named after my dad, and my mom and dad got divorced. So, you know, Claude Jr. turned into CJ because she never wanted to call me that name. You know what I mean? So we both kind of share that. So fast forward now, all of the things that you know you've learned and all the Christmases you've had, is there any traditions that stick out in your mind that you want to share with your son?
I've always said, and I started it last year. When my wife, you know, just at the beginning of the pregnancy is, and I think I mentioned it in one of the podcasts, I don't know, that I don't want my son or my kids or anything. I don't know if there's going to be another one after this, growing up thinking that Santa Claus likes them or loves them more than other kids and is bringing them all the expensive stuff. I want them to get from Santa, like simple gifts and stuff like that, but from mom and dad, the things that they earn based on their grades, their behavior, how they help at home, and always teach them that, you know, what gift do you want? And you got to be careful because the gift that you choose for you have to choose somebody that is not as fortunate as you to give them that gift. And that's a tradition that I want him that every Christmas when he picks a gift, knows that if it's $100, just remember, you have to buy two $50 gifts because it's one for you and one for the other person. You know, And then, you know, him choosing whoever he wants to give it to, or we choosing for him, but always getting somebody that's not as fortunate. And last Christmas, I just went in different groups and different stuff. And I don't want to say this just, you know, to make myself any bigger or anything, but I saw people online going through needs. And, you know, the good thing is that there's good neighbors that would set up Amazon registries for them and stuff like that. And you would buy gifts, you know, for less fortunate people. And one of the things I love is that you could buy toys for kids. Why? Because, you know, parents might be going through a moment of need or need something too. But by getting something for the parent that they need, you're not going to have any impact on the child because they're not going to know that. They're not going to notice that. But if they get that simple toy, that Christmas that everything was falling apart for them, that Christmas that their clothing probably didn't fit or anything like that, or, you know, their parents were sad. And they're going to remember the toy, and they're going to remember that Santa Claus or somebody, you know,
For
some
sure.
mysterious stranger got them something, and they're going to always remember that toy, and hopefully they're going to want to pay it forward in the future, because
Look at,
this world's screwed enough as it is, and I
yeah.
do want to make a change.
Look at you being all sentimental, man. I'm proud of you. That's
Bro.
why I call you my friend, I think.
Man, I mean, you open your phone, you either get the Hawk to a girl or you get a bunch of depressing, you know, news. So
I can't believe she made my first episode. My God. Yeah, she is going viral. But no, I think it's good that you would share that with your son. I'm personally like, I remember my first Christmas with my kids. It was amazing. And I really wish that I could relive it again. And what you have coming in just, well, 6 months now, we're at Leon Day pretty much when we're releasing this. Honestly, man, it recreates the magic again, and you are in for a hell of a surprise and hell of a good feeling, man. That's all I can tell you right now. Seriously, you're gonna love it. It really awakens it all again. And I've always said this, if you can take the magic of Christmas and the excitement of Christmas Eve and bottle it, you could sell it for millions of dollars. And yeah, trust me, man. I'm excited for you. I'm really proud of you, man. I really am. Since we're on a sentimental note, I only want to keep these to about, I don't know, half an hour episode. So we should probably start wrapping it up. But I wanted you to help me do something. I want you to teach me how to say Merry Christmas, you filthy animal, in Spanish.
Feliz Navidad,
Feliz
which
Navidad.
animal sucio.
Animal sucio.
Yep.
Is
It's
that
like
perfect?
they're Or asqueroso, if you want to say filthy,
Aqueroso.
asqueroso. Yeah, but you said the Puerto Rican one. Yeah, asqueroso. Yep.
Aqueroso. So I would say Feliz Navidad, aqueroso. I maybe almost got
Animal asqueroso.
I'm aqueroso.
Animal, like animal, animal.
Anima caroso? Animal
Animal.
caroso? Man, I don't know. All I know is
Okay.
like
No, just say like animal, but with a like
and
the
so
strength.
say it one more time. I'll try it again.
Animal
Animal
asqueroso.
asqueroso. Animal asqueroso. Okay, so Feliz Navidad, animal asqueroso. Is that
Yep.
pretty much? Oh man, see? You learn
But
something new every day.
it sounds so angry in Spanish.
It does. It sounds super angry.
It
Oh,
sounds
dude.
super angry. Like you're trying to get along with the whole, you know, Home Alone thing. You're like, what the hell, man? Just put that gun away. I was trying to make a Christmas joke.
I appreciate you coming on, man. It does feel a little short. I feel like we could talk forever, but sometimes I would go for 1 hour and 20 and it's just too long. So I figured we just get in here, have a quick little shoot and, kind of update everybody on Manny from Feliz Christmas, Merry Navidad. Now he's a married man and he has a son, so that's why he's so busy. But you got to make me one promise. You got to put out one episode by Christmas, at least.
No, we're gonna have a few. I need to edit some of the stuff I have here, which I don't like editing, but I'm
Yeah.
gonna this year I am gonna have a few for Leon Day. I'm gonna record one either with my kid making baby noises or just angrily being hungry, like the
Nice.
hungry cry.
Yeah. Well, on that note, then plug your podcast, and I know you have something else you're doing with a drone and stuff like that. Plug what you got going on, man.
All right, so hopefully, you know, for the sake of my Christmas part, Feliz Christmas, Merry Navidad. You could find us on Instagram, Twitter. I'm not gonna say that other new name, Facebook or r.com. And joining ventures with myself, my other alter ego would be Drones Meet World, where I take my drone into places that not every drone aficionado or pilot wannabe can take it. So hopefully by the end of this year, I'm gonna have nice drone footage and also drone Christmas footage.
Oh, nice.
For you guys, I am in the process of editing one of these cliche drone videos, which my wife pregnant, and then the drone comes back and our baby's in her hand.
Oh,
But
that's gonna be cool, man.
the yes, but you know, our baby's always hungry, so we have to find a way to record that second part without the baby being angry and hungry, because I
Yeah.
don't think he's gonna like the fact that he's gonna be like screaming into the camera.
Hey man, take as many videos as you can. I did for sure. That's it.
I have thousands of pictures already, man, and he looks so different every
Yeah.
freaking day.
I bet, man. Well, I really appreciate you being on my first episode. I tried to get you on to my other one, but just didn't keep going. So I knew I had to get you on for the first one, man. I appreciate your friendship. You know I love you like a brother, right?
Same here, bro. Same here. Love is mutual.
Awesome, man. So yeah, thanks for coming on. And until next episode, I might drop things monthly, maybe bi-weekly. Really all depends. I don't want to be super committed to saying when, but I will be around often. So my new sign out slogan, I'm definitely going to steal it from the Santa Claus, given the name of my podcast. So just remember, seeing isn't believing, believing is seeing. I'll see you next time.